Let's stay with sport. The All Blacks' big clash with Ireland, of course, holds most interest for Kiwi fans when it comes to this weekend's Rugby World Cup quarterfinals. But in Japan, fans of the home team have their own huge match to look forward to. The host nation faces South Africa on Sunday for a place in the semis, the same team who they scored a shock upset over in the last World Cup in 2015. Just like that famous day, Japan once again feel they've got nothing to lose. Clay Wilson reports from Tokyo.
Japan's win over the Springboks at the 2015 World Cup stunned the rugby world. It was a result no one saw coming. This time around, there will be no element of surprise, with Japan's unbeaten run through pool play and victory over Ireland putting South Africa on high alert. As far as lock Uwe Helu is concerned, though, Japan have something else that makes them just as dangerous.
We already made our call. No one expects us to make that top eight. We'll prove everyone wrong, so probably no one even look at us will win this game this week. So it's another chance to prove some people wrong.
The Springboks certainly haven't forgotten what happened 4 years ago. Star wing Cheslin Kolbe says they're doing their best to focus on what matters most.
We know that it's happened, but it's 4 years later. It's a new opportunity for us, and we just have to keep building. So we'll make sure that we're really well prepared and just implement what the coaches want from us throughout the week and not have that what happened in 2015 at the back of our heads.
What South Africa won't be able to avoid on Sunday, though, is a raucous home crowd at Tokyo Stadium. But assistant coach Matthew Proudfoot says they're far from daunted about playing the host nation, whose fans will be at fever pitch.
The way we handle this wouldn't be any different to the way we handle the New Zealand mindset or playing England at Twickenham. You know, we really set opportunity in playing in this amazing occasion with an amazing crowd. It buoys our guys on just as much as it's going to buoy their players on. To play in that environment, I mean, I just get goosebumps just thinking about it.
As well as the atmosphere they'll experience, both teams are thinking about the relevance of their most recent clash. The Boks thumped Japan 41-7 in Kumagaya 2 weeks before the tournament kicked off. Uwe Helu says the Brave Blossoms took an important lesson from that match.
Some part of the game we went individual, so we're wasting up our energy. We know how physical they are, and then we end up didn't play 80 minutes. So we need to trust more our game plan and we work as a team.
It's something Japan's coach Jamie Joseph will have been reminding his team of. The New Zealander has led the home side to an historic quarterfinal berth, and Helu says the 20-test All Black has many strengths.
I think he's a really honest person. What he would want you to work on, he will come straight to you and have a one-on-one meeting and tell you. And I think he keep everyone on their toes and make sure they do their own job.
If Japan can do just that, a previously unthinkable place in the semi-finals could well be theirs. It would be another triumph for their fast, furious and unique style of play. South African halfback Herschel Jantjies says not getting sucked into that is crucial to their chances of success.
It's important for us not to lose our cool and just to keep sticking to what we do and what we do best and try to control it, and then hopefully we can nullify their pace and then hopefully it will turn out a good day for us.
As 2015 proved, that is far from guaranteed. Japan and an expectant host nation are ready for a repeat of that rugby miracle. In Tokyo for Morning Report, Clay Wilson.